This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. Voting begins in Nepali Congress 14th General Convention. Leader Kul Bahadur Gurung cast the first ballot. Kathmandu Valley reports this year's lowest temperature today. And Governor of U.S. State of Kentucky says death toll in tornadoes likely to pass 100. Now, the news in detail. Voting is ongoing for the election of central office bearers and members in the 14th General Convention of the Nepali Congress. Nepali Congress leader Kul Bahadur Gurung cast the first ballot for the voting at the polling station in Rashtriya Sabhagriha. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deoba have also voted a while ago in the election of the central office bearers and members in the Nepali Congress 14th General Convention. Deoba, who is also the candidate for the party president for the second term, voted in the Rashtriya Sabhagriha-based polling centre. The voting began at around 11:30, though it was scheduled to kick off at 8 a.m. today. According to Tej Bahadur Rawal, a member of the Nepali Congress Election Committee, the voting process was delayed due to some delays in the printing of ballot papers. Convention delegates had been queuing at the polling booths of the Rashtriya Sabhagriha and Brikuti Mandap since this morning. According to the Election Committee, 487 candidates are vying for 132 posts. 134 out of 167 working committees will be elected and the remaining 33 members will be nominated by the party president. After Ananda Prasad Dhungana and Ramesh Rizal were elected unopposed as central members from Province 2, 4,743 delegates will cast their votes for 132 posts today. Considering the potential risk of COVID-19 pandemic, full body sanitization has been arranged for the voters. Security has been beefed up at the polling stations. The counting of votes for the post of party president will start shortly after the conclusion of the voting. In case second round voting is required for the post, it will be held immediately at the City Hall and Brikuti Mandap. Nepali Congress Election Committee Coordinator Gopal Krishna Ghimire said the additional programs related to the second round election would be published at the voting station itself. The death toll in a jeep accident in Sirkhola Dang district has reached 4. At least 16 people have been injured. The jeep heading to Salyan Kapurkot from Dang Tulsipur had met with an accident near Sirkhola of Tulsipur sub-metropolis 3 of Rapti Highway on Sunday evening. The accident took place when the big brakes of the ill-fated jeep failed. According to the police, the jeep had fallen about 200 meters from Rapti Highway. The injured are undergoing treatment at Rapti Provincial Hospital, Tulsipur. As many as 165 people from four local levels in Sudhur Paschim province have gone missing in India or are out of contact with their families. According to Informal Sector Service Centre, INSEC, Sudhur Paschim province coordinator Khadakraj Joshi, most of those who have entered India in search of work are working in conditions of insecurity and difficulty, and the trend of Nepali migrant workers missing in India has also increased. Hundreds of thousands of Nepalese are working in various cities in India for years. Civil society leader and Nepali Congress leader Ghanashyam Pathak said the Nepali migrant workers are enduring harsh conditions and exploitation in India as the Nepali authorities are silent on this issue. The temperature in Kathmandu Valley is plummeting day by day. The valley recorded a minimum temperature of 4.3 degrees Celsius today, the lowest of the year. Yesterday, the minimum temperature was 5 degrees Celsius. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the valley's temperature is plummeting by 1 to 2 degrees Celsius daily since last Friday. Meteorologist Pratibha Manandar said this pattern will continue till January 28th. Meteorologists predict that the valley's temperature graph will drop to 0 degrees Celsius. Presently, there is partly to generally cloudy in Gandaki province, Lumbini province, Konali province and Sudhur Paschim province and partly cloudy in the rest of the provinces. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places of high mountainous region today. According to the division, the maximum temperature of the valley was 19.3 degrees Celsius today. Currently, the western low pressure system has a partial effect in the country. You are listening to Radio Nepal's News in English. Now on to some international update. The death toll from powerful tornadoes that devastated towns in Kentucky is likely to pass 100, as hope of finding survivors wanes. Governor Andy Beshear said this was the most devastating tornado event in the state's history, with at least 80 confirmed deaths. 14 deaths have been reported in four other states. President Joe Biden has declared a major federal disaster in Kentucky and ordered federal aid to be made available to the hardest hit areas. Rescue workers scoured debris for survivors while teams distributed water and generators to residents. More than 300 members of the National Guard were going door to door and removing debris. Witnesses have said rebels from Ethiopia's northern Tigray region have retaken the historic town of Lalibela. There was reportedly no exchange of fire as the town, a World Heritage Site, swapped hands. Lalibela, home to ancient rock-hewn churches, had been captured by Tigrayan forces in August, but they lost control to the federal government 11 days ago. The United Nations says northern Ethiopia is facing mass starvation, with more than 9 million people in need of critical food supplies in the Tigray, Amhara and Afar regions. Nicaragua has received 1 million COVID vaccines from China, days after it cut diplomatic ties with Taiwan in favor of Beijing. Government representatives returned to the Central American state on Sunday with news of the donation. Local media broadcast clips showing an Air China plane landing with the first 200,000 doses of the Sinopharm vaccine. Officials said they were extremely grateful for restoring relations with Beijing. Currently, only 38% of the Nicaragua's adult population is fully vaccinated, but at least 67% have received one dose. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Voting begins in Nepali Congress 14th General Convention. Leader Kul Bahadur Gurung cast the first ballot. Kathmandu Valley reports this year's lowest temperature today. And Governor of U.S. State of Kentucky says a death toll in tornadoes likely to pass 100. Well, that's the end of this news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.